Hello everybody, this is Super Marcy from supermarcy.com, and I am here with my partner in crime, Chrysosaurus Rex, or Darth Chris, whatever he wants to be called right now, I don't know. Hello, Chris.
Hello everybody.
Yes, we're here to discuss the latest full-length trailer for Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, if they would call it by its full title.
Yes, as we shall.
Alrighty. Yeah, I guess we've been waiting for like a longer look at the movie for a while, and we still don't really know too much about it, which is probably a good thing, because I want to be surprised when I see it. I guess first, my assumption on it is, with the poster reveal, there was no Luke. The trailer, we're assuming it's his hand that we see, but we don't actually get a look at him. And I think it's being saved as a big reveal. It's going to be a big plot point. In the movie. I think it's a good idea to save it. And I guess there'll be a lot of I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of concentration on the new characters, like Rey and Finn, Poe,
BB-8,
of course. And I guess, like, the First Order and Kylo Ren, as well as, you know, the returning characters. But I think we're sort of going to be thrown into it with the new ones, like, it could possibly sort of start off and have the structure of A New Hope. We'll see if that happens. It's hard to really talk about it because I really don't know all that much. But I guess we were kind of speculating before that the last names weren't revealed for Rey and Finn, so they could possibly be related to characters we already know. I don't know if you want to chime in with some stuff, Chris?
Yeah, well, basically, the marketing campaign for this film has just been spectacular. I mean, I haven't seen any film like this do in the last 10 years to really market the film with such secrecy. And that's, you know, I mean, yes, J.J. Abrams is very, very famous for being extremely secretive with his films. But this is like, you know, the trailer's back in 99 for The Phantom Menace, we saw, you know, and back in the 90s, for all of us that can remember, you got two, maybe three of your lucky trailers for a film. It still really gave nothing away in terms of the story. You could almost figure out maybe this is where it could go, and, you know, you could piece it together like a puzzle. But this is just fantastic, and it's great to, you know, so many films that were released this year, many of the big blockbusters, had their twists revealed in the trailers because it's like, you know, well, no one's going to see it. But this proves many people wrong. And, I mean, we've been barely given any information about the plot of the film, but if you've been reading and seeing a lot of the things that I have over the last 12 months, particularly what JJ said at one of the last gatherings, more mid-year, like just after Comic-Con, and Marcy said before, you know, certain characters' last names haven't been revealed. And, you know, yes, we got the original cast, but this is a new generation of fans and characters, and focusing their entire marketing campaign on the three new characters as well as the other new characters, be they the villains or, you know, background characters, is the way to go. Because, yes, we all know about Luke, Leia and Han and all of that. And for us to grab onto this story, we need to know who these people are. And that's why this new trailer, which starts off beautifully. If you haven't seen it, look, just get out there and go watch it. We're going to attach a link to it. But the opening trailer opens with Rey, and she's a scavenger on a Tatooine-like planet called Jakku. And you can see that there's a very, very similarities to her and Luke in the fact that, you know, they're both dreamers of escaping the world, and there's a clip in there of her watching a cruiser take off from Jakku. And then again, you know, so we get so much about her character in those short moments. And then the same again with Finn, who we've all seen in Stormtrooper uniform, but then, you know, is he a deserter? Which is probably true. Because recent footage and in the trailer, he's revealed to be holding Luke's old lightsaber. Which I think that's all the part of the plot, you know, not showing Luke as well. JJ said this himself. It's all about who is Luke Skywalker, this mystical search for Luke Skywalker. And many of the theories, you know, 30 years after the collapse of the Empire, you know, the galaxy is still in disarray. The Rebel Alliance is still fighting fractions of the Empire who have now reformed themselves as the First Order and are under new leadership with a new bunch of, I'm not going to call them Sith Lords because they aren't Sith Lords. They probably are Force sensitive, and they are the Knights of Ren. And they're led by Kylo Ren, who's played by Adam Driver. And he's the guy in the mask with the broadsword lightsaber that's been so famous. And they've been revealed as, you know, an order that's almost like a religious cult. And they follow Darth Vader, revere him as a god of sorts. Hence why, you know, Darth Vader's mangled mask has appeared. So somehow Kylo has managed to get to Endor and dig up his remains to have this, because JJ has mentioned they purposely search for the icons of, you know, the Ancient Order. And that's what this film really, the trailer, sorry, really, really addresses, you know. It's the rediscovery of the Force because, you know, it's just gone away. And I've think, you know, Luke has done a very Yoda thing to disappear and in this still very dark time, you know, because the rumor is and word is from JJ and the main guy, cast and crew, he feels that he could be corrupted still. So by sheltering himself away is the best thing to do. But, you know, with the Force coming back up. And the film also brings a lot of questions. You know, there's a female voiceover who, to me, actually sounds like, forgive me for saying her name wrong, but Lupita
Nyong'o.
Nyong'o. And to me, she's talking to Rey. But that's my interpretation of it. I know people are thinking, oh, Finn's the Force going to be a Jedi just because he's holding the lightsaber. That could be for many reasons, be it he's the custodian of it, and in the final fight with Rey, that's glimpsed at the end, you know, maybe she picks it up, maybe that's when Luke comes into it and has his final duel. We don't know, but even though nothing is really revealed in terms of what's this plot and the story, you still have a very, very good idea of where events could be transpired, and the structure of the film itself. Because my interpretation is, you know, we meet the new characters, we discover what's going on, the discovery of Luke's old lightsaber kickstarts the adventure, they move on to discovering Han, Chewie, and the Falcon, they find the rebels, and then they go off, you know, discover they need to find Luke. So it's still very much in tune with the original Star Wars film's plot line,
This is
which is just
what
great.
you're assuming, because you
I'm
don't
assuming,
actually
but
know.
you know. A lot of the things we've seen, again, this is my own interpretation of what I've seen and heard, but it looks like they are. And again, you know, paying homage to that original storyline because that's what made Star Wars work so well, and that's what the prequels lacked a lot. As much as I love them, you know, they lacked a really strong character arc as well as, you know, tight-knit group of characters that we could really love and admire. And the recent TV show Rebels has done that so well because, you know, we've got a small crew to follow, very similar type of character arcs with many of the characters there, but it's working. And look, the film just looks fantastic. JJ's done a great job, and I'm just, you know, yeah, again, go out there and watch it. I've watched it at least almost over 20, 30
He's
times
watched it
already.
a billion times because he's absolutely obsessed.
But look, no, it's going to be great. So that's just a few thoughts we have on there.
Yes, that's a few billion thoughts from Chris, while there's been like maybe two or three from
As you
me.
can see, I've just, you know, heard and read so much, and
Yeah,
it's
I'm really trying not to.
I know a lot of this isn't really spoiler related. It's just, you know, scattering of certain information so people don't get the wrong idea.
Well, I don't really want to read up on stuff. I don't want to do too much speculation because I really just want to go and be able to enjoy the movie without thinking about this or that. And I think I was kind of building up the trailer a lot and for it to be something completely different. So, yeah, I'm not really going to go into the movie.
But still, nothing is...
thinking about the stuff.
Yeah, nothing is still given away. I mean, you can still think about it, but kind of forget it because they've mentioned, and it's the same with the toys that have just come out in the last month. This is just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much more to be revealed. You know, JJ said himself, you haven't even seen a quarter, you know, not even half of what's expected. So this is like an iceberg, you know. We've got the small bit at the top, and underneath is a whole nother story. So
yeah,
there's a lot still to come.
I don't know, like, what else they're going to release, but we really have no room to put all these toys for Star Wars. We already have...
There's always room for Star Wars
We already
toys.
Have a lot. We have the... I don't know how tall Captain Phasma is. Was it, like, 18...
18 inches.
18 inches tall.
Oh, centimetre. Something like
inches.
That.
That's not 18 centimetres.
I failed math, so...
Yeah, you did. And we've
I spent my time training as a Jedi.
Yeah, and Chris lovingly got me the 18-inch Bosk. Even though he's not related to the new movie, I still love him. We've got the... what are these, like,
12-inch.
12-inch Trooper and Kylo. Yeah.
We've got the entire Pops, the first wave of the Black Series, the Sphero BB-8, which is awesome. Get out there and get it. It's worth the money. But look, you know, this is a film. I know a lot of people are going to sit there and say, well, remember, you know, 16 years ago, you know, we were all excited.
I was excited for The Phantom Menace. When I saw it, I loved it.
Look, I'll acknowledge the prequels have flaws. But that doesn't stop me from absolutely loving them because, you know, I didn't know everybody hated the first episodes 1 and 2 until 2004.
Yeah, I didn't really realise any people actually hated them till later because I really loved them.
I love Jar Jar. I'll openly admit it. Please send your hate mail if you have it, but he's hilarious.
I don't mind Jar Jar. He sadly reminds me of Chris a little bit too much. Just imagine, like, if Philip J. Fry... and Jar Jar had a baby, it'd be Chris. It really would be.
That is true.
Yeah.
But no, look, it's a fantastic trailer. You know, it's just, it's one of the best. And like I said, this marketing campaign has just been so clever because, again, it's like what it would have been back in the days. Early blockbusters in the 90s, you know. 2-3 trailers equally spread out and not much until you went and saw it. Just thinking back, you know, the final Phantom Menace trailer gave nothing away. It was just an array of images that was just like, awesome!
Yeah.
And they still remain awesome.
Yeah. I guess that's it from us, with mostly Chris rambling about the trailer.
Again, I hope it makes sense, but, you know, yeah.
As always, feel free to share any thoughts with us. And just remember, check us out, supermarcy.com, facebook.com/sm.com, supermarcy, I think. I don't even remember. And twitter.com/supermarcy, and I think Chris is twitter.com/Godzilla.
Godzilla, 2387.
Is there an underscore in
there? No.
No underscore. All right.
Where are you going to be on the internet, Marcy? Apart from the sites you've just mentioned.
I'm not looking at pictures that go with the, like, term, like a bosque. I don't know. I'll probably just be looking at pictures of good-looking wrestlers, as I usually am. Which you probably will do that too.
No, I'm going to be just rewatching the trailer a billion times again.
Yeah, but when you take your breather. Yeah.
No, I'll when I have my breather, it'll be back with BB-8.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway, Chris is going to be playing with his BB-8.
I hope you enjoyed that, guys. And, again, looking forward to the 7th of December.
The 17th of December.
17th. Oh, goodness me. I'm thinking of Pearl Harbor.
Ew.
The event, not the movie. The event,
okay,
not the movie.
I thought you meant the movie.
So, once again, Star Wars The Phantom... The Force Awakens. Sorry, Star Wars The Force Awakens... We'll be in cinemas in December 17th. Tickets are available now. Get them before the websites for the cinemas crash
down. I think that's all happened, and I think most of the sessions for the first, I don't know, day or so probably sold out by now.
But, yeah. Well, may the force be with you, and we'll catch you later.
Yep, and Chris gave you a thumbs up, even though this is not visual. See ya.
Bye.